Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and you wherever you might be. Amen. We thank God for waking us up this morning. We thank God for our laying down last night. And we ask the Lord to look upon us as we go through this day. Amen. God bless you. And we thank God for continue to pray for one another. Amen. As we go through our efforts from day to day. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. This is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. God bless you. We're welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our whole desire is to get you to, amen, from the grassroots level to ask people, amen, their experience, their dreams, their problems, their situations. Amen. And God will bless you. Amen. The subject that we're working with in this study, amen, is to Romans 8:28, true or false? Romans 8:28, is it true or is it false? Amen. We always desire to have you to check your Bibles, make sure that you, what you're investing in, amen, as the Word of God, and the Word of God we depend on, His word. We depend on His word for as our life, for our direction. Amen. Because God's word is communication. And God lead and guide us through communication. He is, amen. In the beginning was the word. That means He's communication. And through His communication, He leads and He guides us through all things. He teaches us and He guides us through all things. And Jesus had set up the church whereby in the church, amen, you get instructions. Amen. You get instructions and you get guidance through not only His teaching and preaching of His servants, but also, amen, from our prayer life. He's alive, church. He's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. He's not dead. We should focus on that. Put a little marker somewhere. Amen. As well as your favorite song, your hymn, and when you're gathering. When you're gathering. I know at this time, amen, as we're going through this pandemic, amen, these viruses and these unsettled times where it's pulling all of us out of a comfort zone that we know we have a diagram, agenda, a schedule every year, every day that we play in our mind what we're going to do from A to B, B to C. Amen. But now things are very erratic in certain areas. They're not permanent in some areas, and people are being uprooted in some areas. But nevertheless, God is still real. We should give Him a hand clap for that. He's still real, and He promised us, amen. He promised us, amen. And we learn to trust His word. We learn to trust His word, amen. We're looking at the book of Romans, and there are so many different ways you can interpret this, but we want to start out, amen, in looking at what the scriptures have said. And you know we'll follow along, amen, in different scriptures and meanings. But we always like to quote Proverbs 27 and 17, say, iron sharpens iron. In other words, your friend come along, he say things, and you get you to understand. Amen. Understanding, Bible said, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 6 said, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. In the multitude of counselors, what your word, what you say, and I say in different part of the country, different part of the state, someone don't even know what you're studying on, and you're trying to make a decision every day. Decisions are being made every day. If you like it or not, amen, you're making a decision. What time you're going to go to bed, what time you get up, amen, where you're going to go tomorrow. If you want to go, you change. Every day decisions are being made, amen. The multitude of counselors, the Bible said there is safety, amen. We have to also understand this is not a temptation against God. Some use it, but it's not. Proverbs 24 and 16 say, for a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Now, you might consider, and you probably things that are happening in different parts of the United States, fires and floods, different parts of the world, earthquakes, amen, so much pestilence in the land, and we had viruses and riots and all kind of leadership happening to uproot people's lives, amen. You might consider that, amen, losing a car, home, a place to stay, amen, is a fall down, amen. But God calls it, amen, when you have to fall into wickedness, the enemy always out to tip you, try to destroy your life, try to get you to leave God. And some of these things that are happening today, amen, men and women are going through, and they might seek back, slip back, or call back, or been thrown back, in wickedness. Amen. But then always thank God for repentance. As one doctrine, all pastors and leaders, amen, learn to respect, and all pastors and leaders learn to be very, very careful to teach it, because of the fact God can, amen, forgive you for the things that you did against God and your mankind. You done sin against your brother and sister, say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Amen. It's it's nothing weak about that. It's a powerful position to know that you have lost or you have left or someone has tripped you into the protection of God. We are more spiritual than you think you are. You've been born again. You've been born into God's spirit, and God is a spirit. Amen. We've been born into a more spiritual life than you ever thought of. Amen. You've been born again. You have been, once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, be baptized in water, amen, God accepts you in his family. God's family is a spiritual family, amen. Even though we're in this world, but we are a part of a spiritual family, and you become more awakened to, amen. That's why we read the Bible, amen. God is spirit. He's a spirit. He lives in our life, according to 1 John 4:4. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He comes into your life, amen. He helps direct you and encourage you and educate you. And that's what bringing us, amen, to this discussion, amen, tonight, today, wherever you might be re-listening. You can always go back to pick up this broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries on your computer. And you can also go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can find furthermore, amen, follow the ministry as well as all the other episodes that's been going on. Romans 8. Paul writing, this has been called one of the master's type chapter of his writing, his letter, amen, to the Romans, amen. And Paul is talking always, all the Bible is God's talking to his people, God's talking to all the world. It's one story going from Genesis to Revelation of God redeeming his people back to him through his son, Jesus Christ, and all the examples of the world and things that are happening during that time up to now is examples to help us to go forward, help us to go forward. Paul told Timothy 3:16 that all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for a correction, for the reproof, for the instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped in every good work. Amen. All the scriptures. Right now, we're working from the book of Romans, and sure, you have one of the basic Bibles, King James Bible, New International, the New Amplified Bible. Amen. Those mainstream Bibles. There are many Bibles coming out, but we always like to say, start off in the mainstream Bibles, and you work yourself into concordance. Amen. You have Bible dictionaries, five words. Amen. In the Bible. Romans 8. Amen. Paul is discussing, amen, first verse, there's no, therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. There be no more guilt, no more past problems or situation you went through is over. Amen. Now you got a new life in Christ. amen, these things down here on earth is like you're going through a vacation town. You're in a different town, different area, different place. You're in that area for a certain period of time. Then after a while, you'll be leaving that area. You're there. You follow the rules and regulations and go through all the customs, amen, that are lawfully there. And then you move on. Amen. You're in that area, but you're not totally of that area because you know you're going back home. You don't want to be attached too much there. Paul said, now, for the law of the spirit of life is Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. We're going to take it up. Very familiar. We're concerned about the promises of God, and it talks about, amen, the spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. And we're not going to read it all. We want you to go through, amen, on your own terms and your own time. Amen. But we want to take it from the, let's take it from the 12th verse. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, but to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die, but if we through the Spirit do modify the deeds of the body, we shall live. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, this is what Paul's saying. He's talking about now the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that come into our lives. He's not only there for teaching, for help and encouragement. He's a leader and he's a supporter. All right, let's look at the 26th verse, and that's where we're going to end up at the 28th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. That's our weakness, our sickness, our problem. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Spirit itself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Now, you cannot copy in any language the groaning of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible has plainly said it cannot be uttered. You know, the tongues is a language, can be uttered. And if people don't understand it, the last time I studied was 3,000 different languages in the world, different live dialects. Some have, who knows what happened, but amen. But this cannot be copied, learned, amen. The Holy Spirit, he's talking to God. Spirit also help our infirmities, verse 26 of Romans chapter 8, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searched the heart, though what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are the call according to his purpose. Now, many have interpreted this, amen, all things work together for those that love God. But we're talking about now, according to this scripture, amen, it can be interpreted more different ways, that how the Holy Spirit help you pray. He helps you pray. Amen. You decided, amen, and you might have an idea, amen, that, you know, Lord, I have a need, and I have a direction, I have a problem, amen, and I need for you to help me. And you pray towards that. Begin to pray, amen, on a need. Matthew 6:33-34 talks about, amen, God knows your need. He's going to help you. Amen. In Psalm 23, how God helps you. He already know, amen, what you need to survive. He know already know, amen, if you need a job, a house, a marriage, a career, a healing. He already knows that. Amen. The sparrows, he know what the sparrows, he know how many hairs on your head. Amen. He knows the lily of the field. He already knows that, amen, for your survival, for your comfort. Amen. Being a child of God, like a parent, a good parent, he take care of his children. Amen. He knows that. He knows that. Amen. Sometimes we have our desires. Amen. A lot of times, 37th Psalm says that, amen, because of us, amen, we follow him and commit our life to him, he will give you, amen, like a parent would give his child a reward from for doing good, even just for doing good, for walking upright. God will give us desires of our heart. We don't have to ask for it, because your heart is the one that got you saved. Your heart is the one that the Holy Spirit reads the minds, amen, and God reads the minds of the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is in you. You know what you need, amen. So the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, amen, helps you to pray. And this is how things work out. Amen. You might say, well, Lord, you know I need this. I need A, B, C, D. And it's natural. Amen. It might be a spiritual, might be a healing type of situation. But the Holy Spirit knows what you should pray for. And this is the position. Amen. And I had learned it. Amen. This scripture about, you know, everything works together for good. Amen. You know, I had a car breakdown once. Amen. And I prayed and asked God, you know, car broke down on the highway. We need another car. Amen. Just that. But the Holy Spirit, somehow things did work out for the Spirit of God. Amen. Not only he supplied another car, but he also supplied a way to finance the car and help the whole thing worked all the way around. I was praying about the car, but the Lord had to be dealing with the finance people. He had to be dealing with the record. He had to be dealing with time. Everything worked out. Amen. And it came out good, very good. Amen. So maybe you have learned, amen, that things does work out for you. Amen. But biblically, scripture-wise, in this case, amen, Paul is talking about how the Spirit of God works to help us to talk to God's will. God's will, amen, he's dealing with righteousness. He deals with the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. He helps us, amen, support the gospel. You are the light of the world. You're living right. Beams out to so many different people in times like these. Amen. You're not falling apart. Yes, you have a need and a problem, but you're still trusting God. You're still trusting. You still have that trust. Amen. The Lord going to work it out. It's going to work it out. So when you pray, you might not be an outstanding master, doctor, theologian. Amen. Have those many degrees, but you're praying from your heart. You're being honest from your heart. And the Spirit of God, amen, he helps us. Amen. He helps you. And one of the major fights I found over the years being in the ministry, and when these false doctrines and false teachers come on the air, or they come on, amen, and teach in different areas, they fight against the church. They fight against the Spirit of God, amen, that you don't need the Spirit of God as essence of your growing in Christ. You don't need no support. You can do it yourself. You learn it yourself. You can be a teacher, preacher, amen. You don't need no anyone else to lead and guide you, amen. But you do, amen. We're reading from the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul. Amen. All these different books in the Bible, amen, have been the scribe or the secretary had written down what God had, amen, put in the mind of man to write. The average man does not have this kind of insight development about man on paper. Our mind doesn't have that capacity. Amen. To know God as the Holy Spirit knows. He's a spirit, and he writes. Amen. What God has given us, given through the man. Amen. So you might have a different point of view, and that's why we come together on Doctrine of Truth to share one to another, get others, get a better insight. Amen. Faith. Amen. Faith. They say faith, faith, faith. And sometimes it takes a little time. What is faith? Faith is one area. I found out faith is trust. It's trusting. Trusting in God. Amen. He said in Jeremiah 17, curses man that trust in man. Amen. So Romans 8:28, you might have a better understanding. Amen. In this context, Paul said the Holy Spirit help us. So those that fight against the Holy Spirit, fight against the Spirit of God. Amen. You don't need nobody to lead. You don't need nobody. The same Spirit that quickened Jesus' body, quickened our mortal body. Yes, he does. Amen. But you have to read Paul. You got to read John, Luke, Matthew, John. Amen. Inspired. Amen. They can break it down to, yes, you need people that come in, Christ before you. Amen. That walking upright and be able to help you and teach you. Amen. Prophecy. Come from the Holy Spirit. Dreams come from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Young men dream dreams. Old men. Amen. Young men have vision. Old men have dreams. And the mothers and fathers that walked upright, they encourage you. Oh, you're going to be something. You're going to be a child. Amen. God going to bless you. Amen. So God worked through people, and he also worked through the Holy Spirit. And everything going to work out fine. And things do come out. But God always quicken us now in the latter days. Amen. Amen. To get knowledge and get power. Amen. So when you see the enemy coming and teaching wrong and leading and guiding you wrong, and you know problems, lies, and you're looking at your weakness, Amen. All right, we're going to open the studio, and we happy to have you and you and you. Amen. We're here always. Amen. I don't have it all. Don't claim to have it all. I'm not going to be deceived. I know I don't have it, but we're here doing what? Amen. God has opened the door for me to do a little bit here to help encourage you that you can help others, that you can help others. Give and it shall be given unto you. We're giving unto you that you can help others. And first you help yourself. And after you help yourself, amen, then you can help others. All right, those again for the first time, you know how we work here on this broadcast. We call out your area code in the last four digits. We don't call your name. These broadcasts are being used again. You can always go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can look at the website, and you can go to Blog Talk, and a lot of more expos that have been used, episodes been used for your learning, for your discussion. Amen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, you press 1 on your phone, brethren. You don't have to hang up once you press 1. Amen. Our technician will put you in. And we're discussing Romans 8:28. Is it true or is it false? Either way you want to interpret that. Amen. If you know the scriptures have helped you, you know God prayer has helped you, you know God has shown you things in whatever way God has given it to you. Maybe you have not known that scripture. There's nothing wrong with it. The Bible's plead nothing but scriptures. The Bible's written, amen, from Moses, from Genesis to Revelation, full of nothing but scriptures, God's word, amen. But if you do have anything to say, have a prayer or a poem, a comment or a question, we don't fight it. We don't argue against each other. We're here to help one another. Amen. Doctor of Truth, amen. We're on the air, amen. Let's push 1 on your phone. You have already called. Some of you have called. But if you need to call, 855-362-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And you push 1, and our technician will put you on. We're talking about things that have worked out in your life, things that have worked out in your life through prayer. Or maybe God done something for you and you weren't sure about it. Case in point, I went to a prison and was there. Amen. We went through to see someone. We had made some comments there in the chapel. Amen. When we first walked in, amen, out in the yard, there were many prisoners there. They were selling their boats, their sailboats, wooden sailboats. And, amen, we love to have one, but my heart desire was my budget. Amen. My budget wouldn't allow me at that time. But we went to visit another family, I think, sometime after that. And when we got through talking and praying with the lady, and she said, "Sir, here you go, Evangelist, here." And she reached over there and got one of those nice big sailboats. And you know what she said? She said, "You know, my son, he makes these, and I want you to have one." She didn't know that I'd been to that prison. She didn't know, amen, that I would desire. But God knew my heart's desire. He knew my heart's desire. He worked it out. He worked it out. So God knows your heart desire. He gave you a heart desire. If you love and walk with him, amen. He also, he know what you need. He feeds your needs. Amen. Amen. So these are the areas, the benefits that we have being a child of God. And we also have a prayer life. The Holy Spirit helps that. He helps us. Amen. He knows. Okay, brother, we're in the studio now. We're here. Amen. And looking for your comments, maybe some of your insights, or you want to further on the study. Amen. What we have to say. Amen. Let's press one. Press one on your phone. And I will give my last two, give you last four digits. All right, Whit. 229 area code, last four digits 8742. Bless you,
Bishop. Thank God for this lesson tonight. Romans 8 is a very familiar scripture, and a lot of people use this scripture. But as I was looking at the scripture, I thank God for it. It says, "And we know," I'm reading from the King James Version, "and we know." Okay. "That all things," and all means all, I mean, just all things work together mm-hmm. for good. But it tells it who it worked together for good for. This doesn't mean a lot of people who don't know the Lord, who will not say, they'll quote this scripture. But I feel that the scripture reads that all things work together for good to them who love God. So if it's working for your good, you got to love God. It ain't just anybody who don't know him. As you talked about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit knows our heart, knows if we really love. Because you could go in a store and ask a total stranger and say, "Do you love God?" And they'll say yes. They're not living for him. Their life mm-hmm. does not tell that he is their savior. They just say, "Yeah, I love God." I don't know who they call God. But the scripture mm-hmm. says to them that love God. And because the Holy Spirit knows our heart and searches the deep things of our heart. And then there's another requirement for the good. To them who are called, you got to love God and be called according to mm-hmm. his purpose. Not necessarily mm-hmm. my purpose, but his mm-hmm. purpose. And when we read that in light of that, we get a whole new meaning. Did he call me? Do I really love him? And if I do have those things working in my life, yes, it's true. All things do work together. Mm-hmm. for good. Even as Joseph, I'm reminded that when he was in prison and talking to his brothers, he told them, you might have meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And he brought him to that place in Egypt to save their lives. So I would say, yes, it's true for the believers who love God and who are called. Everybody wasn't called. Some went. But those who were called according to his purpose. That's my comment.
All right. Very good. Very good. You covered a lot of area there. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Now we can have another caller. Press 1. We don't want to interrupt any of those time or other comments. Amen. And amen. You can, Bible says, faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Amen. Maybe you have prayed and asked and walked with God and you know you love him. You know you take care of you. He will take care of you. Amen. Press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. We're, amen, moving right along. Amen. And in times like these, with these viruses and situations that are happening, amen, we have to keep God and always refreshing ourselves and encouraging each other. Amen. That God is what he say he is. And he can help us now. Amen. You can bank on that when your spirit leave this earth, that you know you're going to go be with him. The old song we just sang, amen, count your blessings, name them one by one. All right, press 1 on your phone. We're going right along. I maybe have a couple more comments for anyone. Is it true? True or is it false? Or maybe how you have learned it. Maybe you haven't learned that much. But you learned it through other witnesses and other teachers. Amen. That God will take care of you, that God will work it out. Amen. So one of the songs got popular, God will work it out. God will work it out. Amen. All right. All right. There are things that are happening today. Amen. All over the land. Amen. James said God will reign on the just as well as the unjust. He gave out instructions how to avoid areas, how to avoid, amen, how to evacuate. And we just have to learn to adapt. When you love God, though, like the parents and their children, the mother and father say, okay, good parents, say, okay, now we have to leave now and go to another area or do something. And you know how the children are, where we are. We got to do to another location. This job is closing down. We got to relocate. And you know the company is still going to hire you and take care of you, but the location be different. Amen. So you know you have that trust in them. Amen. Trust is faith. It is faith. All right. Press 1 on your phone, brother. Going to another area. Talking about, is it true? Did God make it work out? God make it work out. Amen. Romans 8:28. Amen. Those things will work out. You didn't say you have to be a Bible scholar, but you love God. You love God. And you're learning. Those that knew in Christ, amen. You come into Christ, amen, and you're learning day by day. Amen. It's a day-by-day walk. Tomorrow's not promised. Amen. Yesterday is gone. There's some things you don't want to go back to yesterday. Some things, let it go. Let it go. Amen. But let's go on for tomorrow. Let's go on for tomorrow. God is not going to change. Thank God. He's not going to change through all of these situations. Jesus knew about it. He told us about it. Amen. All right. Romans 8:28, is it true or is it false? Amen. press 1 on your phone. Those that will have comments, we thank God for all of you being in the studio. Amen. Though some of you don't have comments, some of you may have a comment. Amen. But we ain't here to encourage one another, and that's why we open up the lines from time to time at the end of the broadcast. Amen. To have you share what you have gone through to help someone else. And that's why God has given us, amen, for us to be a witness throughout the world. If we lose sight, amen, of souls, winning souls, encouraged souls, if the church lose sight, amen, of reaching out to those that are lost, amen. And you know how it is when you come into Christ and it's trying to catch the platform or foundation or footing on where your life going to go from here. Amen. And you need to know God's word will stand. His word will stand. His word will stand. All right, Paul is saying, we'll read a little bit while we're waiting. Amen. Paul was saying, amen, in the 27th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans, he that searched the heart know what's in the mind of the spirit. He that searched the hearts, he know what's in the mind of the spirit. Because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. God does not help you to be an unrighteous person. No, he brought you out of that. That evil living, amen, that selfish living, that living just me, myself, and I, he brought you out of that. Now he's teaching you to teach yourself. And in, I always like to make the statement, this is step part two of salvation. James said, what is faith without works? Amen. You're praying and asking God and the Holy Spirit, he steps in and delete, paste, copy, add to what you should say. And now you have to put your legs, your feet, amen. You know how you the time for, let's see, this is being recorded during the time, family reunions, vacations that are happening, relocation. You pray, you talk to God first. And you ask to God and talk to him always through Jesus Christ, his son, through Jesus Christ, his son. Put the stamp on it. Amen. Then the Holy Spirit, amen, he make correction. He gets into heaven. Then you have to make the step, make the move around the same way you did when you do want to do a family vacation. You want to do a family reunion, those activities surrounding what you requested. Amen. Maybe you have just requested. And at the same time, I met some salesmen who was out in many years when I was working, amen, in different salesman areas. And one salesman said he had 100 names he had to call that day. Elements, he had 100 dimes. They always have little measurements, and they're going through the quota and they're working the percentage. See, somewhere, somehow, in this 100, I'm going to find somebody. You might not have that type of method, amen, when you're asking God, but you should put some type of work ethics abound to give God room that the Holy Spirit can work out some things that you never thought of. Yeah, maybe you never said, well, Lord, I need a job. And I don't know what's in the mind of the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit said, this man need a whole career. She need a whole career. So you find a job, the next thing you know, it comes to your mind that you need to study, you need to apply yourself and get a new career. Changing now, so much things are happening now, and during this time of the broadcast, amen. All right, you press one on your phone, brother. I'm going to take up all the time. We're closing out. We're getting into, probably going to take about three more callers, amen, because we always like to have prayer. at the end. All right, we have 561, area code, last four digits, 5981.
Good evening. I'm really enjoying this lesson on tonight, true or false. And I truly know that where God said all things, if possible with God. And God is a God, is all truthful. And that text today is real good, true or false. Now, if you want some false information, listen to the devil, the enemy. Then you'll begin to pick up on some false information. But with God, you don't have a problem. All things work together for them that love God and according to his purpose. So let us continue to stay with God. That's truthful. God bless you.
Okay, man of God, we thank God for you. Amen. I know that's a good subject for many. Amen. But you still have time. We thank God for, amen, that we all have tried. But the love of God, you know, like the parents see you or someone see you, say, well, you know, that person really tried. I'm going to help that person. I'm going to help that person really tried. I'm going to help that person. I'm going to work with them and help. There are some good people out there in the world who will work and try to help you advance yourself. And that's how God is. That's how the Holy Spirit is. And we have to learn how he works. God works through people and circumstances and conditions. Amen. Isaiah said, his ways are not our ways. His ways are not our ways. The enemy might throw up something to block you and hinder you. And you determine, amen, determination, may be show Joshua. Amen. Be of good courage. Amen. Persevere, Joshua. As I would Moses, I'll be with you. So we have to throw that determination and motivation in there. Amen. When we begin to pray and talk to God. And the Holy Spirit can work it out. So you put on your track shoes or whatever you need to put on. Amen. Those people knock on the door. Hello, sir. And they done been around 400 houses. And they might find somebody say, okay, yeah, I take your product. Amen, amen. God is with you. You love him. He will not turn his back on you, but we have to do a little bit of effort. All right? The Holy Spirit has done his work. He interceded with you. He said, Lord, I wanted this, but I got this, and I thank God for what I got. At least it helps me. And that's the kind of attitude we have to have. All right, put someone on your phone. We're talking about Romans 8:28. Things consist of houses, cars, trucks. A thing is a noun. Here, a person, place, or a thing. Person, place. Everything, you know, we're discussing, you know, when you study the Bible, find a word, look it up. Amen. Everything, all things, works together. Amen. That lets you know God's working now. He's working. He's working. The Bible says he's working. The Holy Spirit is working with you. Amen. All right. Press one on your phone, brother. We don't want to hold up all the rest of the time. Amen. Remember the time that you want something? Amen. I mean, you really want it. Amen. It used to be a term to say, well, when you get tired or sick or tired of being the sick and tired and tired of being tired, amen, you make a move. Amen. People turn you down, you right, they turn you back on you, this, that, and the other. And you say, you go to God, all right, let's go. I'm going, I know Jesus is going to open the door for me some kind of way. This is going to happen. Amen. Because what? You done consulted him. The Holy Spirit has laid some groundwork out there. And you don't know what's going to be happening, but it's going to be good. It's going to be good for your good, for your good. All right, brethren. Amen. We're about ready to take two more callers. Then we're going to have to go into prayer for trying to encourage you here on this radio broadcast. You can always go to Blog Talk Radio /JCI Ministries after this broadcast is over and find out some more episodes, amen, relating to different other topics as well. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. .org. And like our first caller says, that many, not only that, but we can add this into it. Amen. In theology class, we ask this question, and we boil down to, amen, if you don't love God, it's chaos. Things that are happening now, people don't love God. Amen. They're trying to fix it. They're trying to work it out themselves. When it doesn't work out, it's chaos. Amen. They go to destruction. They want to hurt everybody. They want to accuse everybody. Amen. They want to fight everybody. They don't have no foundation to lead on. You know, when a child loves their parents, they worry their parents. Parents and grandparents. If you love somebody, you always talking to them, encouraging them, help me to do this. I need more ice cream. Or if you can give me some more donuts. I want another a serving of food. If you love someone, you always be there. Amen. Because that's your love. And I've been washing their cars, washing their trucks. Amen. Because they love it. They love it. So those that love God, you're always going to be worrying God, talking to God. Amen. It was an old widow in the Bible. She kept worrying the old judge. Judge said, I don't care nothing about nobody. I don't care nothing about the lady judge. Her God, I just don't want her to come in my courtroom no more. Worrying me. Baylor, get her out of there and let her son out of jail. I'm tired of that. Amen. Amen. Perseverance. What happened to perseverance? Amen. What happened to perseverance? Amen. James says, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What about fervently determined? Amen. Amen. All right, press one, brother. We're talking about, is it true or false? Amen. If everything works together, will it work out? Did it work out the way you wanted it to work out? But it worked out. Did God show you something about your life you need to get rid of? It worked out. Amen. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. All right, we're probably going to take one more caller. Our time is slowly slipping away. And I thank God for all of you sharing your time. Amen. Coming on this broadcast and this program at this time. Amen. Let's press one on your phone, brethren. Amen. Those that are young in Christ, thank God for you being here. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Encourage them. Amen. You know when you was in the world, it didn't work out. Nope, it didn't work out. And that's why you found Jesus. You found Jesus as Lord and Savior. The same way you love God, you don't have to flip it over, but just add Jesus in it. You know, you pursued God and cried to God, and now you can go with his son. His son have upgraded the church. Jesus has made it easy. He's an upgrade. Now everything is easy. Amen. All you have to do is talk to him. God in Jesus' name. Amen. You have to worry about no man, no whatever. You go to the church. Amen. Find a church home. Find a brother in or someone you know love God and y'all fellowship together. I know Bible say, forsake not to assemble yourself. Sometimes we can't assemble because of these viruses and different places, things that have happened. Amen. But thank God for technology. Amen. We can kind of assemble here. Amen. But always remember, amen, that church is our way out through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Is our way out. Love God, continue to love him, and through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And no one have ever come to Christ, and he's turned his back on him. He knows your future, and he know your past. Amen. All right, we get ready to go into prayer. We better go into prayer right now. Amen. Press one on your phone and desire to pray for all of those that are in the southern part of the United States, those up in the northern part of the United States, and the world, amen, those that don't know Christ, though we might have some have decided that they're going to give up on life. Pray for them. Our area code, 850, last four digits, 2337. Bless you.
Father God, once again, we come before your presence. We thank you. We thank you for Bishop. We thank you for this topic. Lord, we know that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. Lord, we come just as we are, staying from this world, with each and every person on the sound of my voice. Lord, I love you with everything within me. Father God, thank you for the many blessings. The many, many times you've looked after me, and I didn't look after myself. Give Bishop the strength, him and his wife, and other people of the church do what need to be done in this pandemic. We ask for these prayers and all prayers. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Man of God, good to hear from you. We can have another prayer. Amen. Amen. We pray for those, amen, that are going through. We understand. We know. Amen. If you've never been out of a job, never been out of work, amen, God will be with you. Amen. 229-8742. Bless you. 8742.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just worship you this Wednesday, and we just thank you for every good gift and every perfect gift, because it comes directly from you. And Father, we thank you for the love that's been shared abroad in our hearts tonight. We thank you for the man of God and the woman of God, how you are blessing them, that they're keeping your word going forth over virtual, and if they're Zoom, God, they're just spreading the gospel. And we just thank you for that tonight. Father, we pray for all those who are in the northern part that are experiencing fires. Some are getting floods. God, all of the crisis that's flooding these countries and this world, we lift them up to you, those who have lost loved ones, the bereaved. Father, everything that we can't name right now, we just ask you to go into homes, especially the homes that need Jesus as their Savior. Father, that man or that boy or that girl who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray in the name of Jesus for their salvation, that they will take your yoke upon them and learn of you. And we just ask this in no other name but Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.
Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of you as well. You could always go to Blog Talk Radio /JCI Ministries and pray for those that are, you don't hear from, call them, amen. You know we live in this natural world. We live in the flesh, amen, far as we in this world. Amen. And we just cannot put our hearts and minds on things we can't see or hear. But God is with us, and we should thank God for that. Amen. Once you have gone through some things, you can always respect and help others. God bless you. Amen. Pray for the ones that are, like I say, in these different areas, fires. Amen. When fire water was flooding, God had an ark for Noah. Amen. Fires break out and destroyed a different thing. Lot took the information and he left those areas still doing that same work. Continue to pray. You just put our trust in God. Amen. We thank God for you. Till next time. Amen. We love you. Continue to pray for all of us. Father, we thank you. Bless them now.
He shows how much he cares. I share the Lord.